shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Southwood County Recreation Center for tonight's hockey matchup between the Chicago Crush and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and with Civic Media. We are doing a simulcast on 105.5 WIRI. We are proud to bring you tonight's game. Tonight's broadcast team features producer Art Getzik, technical director Matt Fillmore. We've got Zach on the camera, and Luke Gritta is on color with me. I'm Mark Lochner. We're proud to bring you tonight's game. So we've got a couple of puck drops out in front of us tonight. So we've got the Chicago Crush in town tonight to take on the River Kings. And their last five games, the Crush are 4-1. They're coming off a sweep of the Chicago Cougars. The River Kings are 3-2 in their last five games, coming off a win against the Hudson Havoc. So the top scorers for the Crush are number 81, Caden Day. He's got 31 points. Nick Zaline and Ryan Hammer and Sam Barnett and Kyle Krogel round out the top five for the Crush. And for the River Kings, we got David Semi. He's got 32 points, and Owen Tudich, Zarin Varga, Jake Bryceland, and Matthew Hill round out the top five for the River Kings. So, Luke, how are you guys doing? Did you get the day off yesterday with them with canceling that game, or you guys have to practice?
Well, usually on Fridays we got morning skate anyways, so coach just moved it back a little bit, and we had like a little midday easy skate. So we stayed in shape. We're ready for tonight.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, we had a little bit of a delay yesterday with that storm that came through in the Wisconsin area, so can't postpone the game. So we've got the opening game tonight here on a Saturday night, and we got the follow-up game on Sunday, which will be broadcasting again tomorrow night. So we're getting ready here to drop the puck. Ready to go. All on deck. We got Yildirim in goal for the River Kings, and we have Sundhall for the Crush, and we are on our way here tonight. So puck at neutral ice, chipped in. Cooper chips it across. River Kings touch up at center ice, chip it all the way down in, and rolls down around, giving chase behind the net. Cooper's got it down in the corner and gets it to Atkins in the corner and trying to get a shot. Good stick work by the Crush and couldn't get a clean shot off, and the River Kings retreat back into their defensive zone. Long lead pass coming up the hill. Shot. Rebound. Oh, Atkins had an open net, but good defense by the Crush player. I didn't catch a number on there. Tied up Atkins' stick. He couldn't get a shot. So the Crush now have it coming down in. Shot. Wide of the net. And the River Kings collect it now at neutral ice. Crusher laying the wood. Day is laying the wood there. And
Tots had two great hits on that that shift there. One right early. Knocked him down. Got the puck in deep, and then Kid tried to hit him right there, and he just reversed, knocked him right over. And Tuts isn't afraid to lay the body ever, so we love to see that.
Yep, so we have a stoppage of play here with 19:08 left in the first period. Icing on the River Kings, so the faceoff comes all the way back down into the glove side of Yildirim. Waiting to drop the puck, waiting for a River King player to get off the ice, and checking to see everybody's in their spots, and the River Kings win that, chip it all the way down in, and we got icing right off the bat again. Got a little too much of that, was trying to just dump that in and get a change, so Same players for the River Kings. They have to stay out on the ice, and we'll do it all over again here. Down 19:01 left in the first period to the glove side of Borough Yildirim in the faceoff circle in the River Kings defensive zone. And again, the River Kings win the faceoff, take it down behind their net, trying to chip it onside, turned around. Cougars hold the, or the Crush hold the zone there, and the River Kings are able to chip it up and now get it out the neutral ice and get that line change in. So the Crush have it now, bring it up through neutral ice. And Bryceland's got it for the River Kings now. Good lead pass all the way across, but it just missed, so it goes back behind the net. Bryceland's got it. Shot tipped up in front. Punching puck right in the blue paint, but able to, Crush were able to clear it away and get it out. River Kings get a turnover here and to hold it in the zone. Oh, had a player right in the slot, but unable to get the puck, but still able to hold it on and stick the side by Sunto. River Kings hold the zone. Shot blocked out front. Semi's got it. Shot and gloved and held by Sundhall. We have a stoppage of play with 18:04 left in the first period.
Good pressure there by this line. Looked like Chemi was looking for SG out front, but good defensive stick by the Crush there.
So faceoff here to the stick side of Sundhall. Chipped around and won by the Crush, and they're going to get it out of the zone to neutral ice. Dubel's giving chase for the River Kings. He's unable to clear the zone. Gruber dumps it down in the corner for the Crush, and the River Kings are able to get it up to neutral ice where the Crush chip it down in. They waved off icing, so Dubel's giving chase back behind the net. In the defensive zone, the River Kings are able to get it out the neutral ice, and the Crush dump it all the way back down in. Bryceland got it, touch up, but River Kings, good hustle, called off the icing. The puck comes back out the neutral ice. Wilharm gets it across to Atkins, or is that Whitey?
That's Whitey.
Whitey, okay. 25-26, kind of tough to tell sometimes from up here out.
Yeah.
River Kings have the puck, looking to get it centered, but it's chipped back behind the net, and they get it out to the point, back down into the corner, working how well it will harm down there. The Crush get it. Bagnoli tries to, Bellchamp holds his own. Bagnoli's got it in the top of the slot, taken off of his stick, and the Crush are able to get it clear. Dump it down in. Beauchamp giving chase for the River Kings in the corner. And the River Kings come away with it. Wilharm gets it across to Bagnoli. Coming in, he's got Texmo with him. Shot. Oh, just through the glove and just wide. Goalie Sundhall just got enough of it to keep it out of the net. And we have a stoppage of play. Looks like the puck might have gone up into the netting with 16:25 left in the first period. Score is 0-0. The River Kings are putting on pretty good offensive pressure. They've got five shots, and Crush have yet to put a shot on goal. McNeish in the faceoff circle for the River Kings. Chip down into the corner where the Crush take control and are able to chip it out to neutral ice. Crush moving up ice, move it into the offensive zone. Shot saved by Yildirim. There's your first shot on goal for the Crush. And the River Kings are unable to clear. Crush have got it down in the corner right now, trying to set something off. Loose bouncing puck up in the right in the slot, and the River Kings are able to clear.
Yeah, good clear by Chouse there, locating the puck and getting it right out of the zone.
So Crush have it now in their defensive zone, looking to put something together for a rush, and they chip it all the way down into the corner. Yildirim out of his net behind the net, cycles it around. Schweitzer is over there trying to chip it out, and he does get it out to neutral ice. And Hill's got it now for the River Kings, gets it across, chipped up and at neutral ice and all the way down in and where the Crush collected behind their net, and they're able to chip it out to neutral ice. Atkins has it at neutral ice, gets it across to and this is a fast enough sport, you can't look down at your sheet or you lose it. So I'm just
It's quick back and forth. This pace is it's a high-paced game, too.
Yep. So fighting for it right now at neutral ice. There's just like four or five players just pounding around on the boards, and the River Kings come away with it. Jimenez dumps it down in for the River Kings. Atkins is giving chase in the corner. He pins it. Centering pass to Cooper. Centering pass to Tadic. And he is just able to get it out to the point. And a slap deflected wide by the defenseman out in the slot. The River Kings dump it down in the corner. Atkins pins it behind the net. And he's fighting hard for it and trying to keep it in. The River Kings do hold it in. Atkins working back in the corner again. And Tadic has got it, tries a no-look centering pass, and there's Crush take it away and bring it up through neutral ice. Putting on an offensive rush there, drop pass, there's a shot, wide.
That good stick save by Bora there.
Atkins has it now for the River Kings, high into the air into neutral ice, where the Crush collect it and stop it there. Crush are trying to, they dump it in, bouncing puck, kind of hard there, and the River Kings, who is that, Jimenez. The puck bounced out in front of Yildirim, and Jimenez took it out of the slot. And now the Crush have it at neutral ice. Off the official skate there, and the River Kings,
penalty.
Penalty coming up. What's he going to call?
He called, it wasn't a penalty, but he's going to call him for elbowing because the kid's helmet came off.
Roughing.
Yeah, he tried to skate by Bryson. Bryson knocked him over, and soft call. Nothing you can do about that, though.
Yep. 13:44 left in the first period, and a two-minute penalty to Bryson. The River Kings are going to have to go on their penalty kill here. Face off to the glove side of Yildirim. So waiting, and they drop the puck. River Kings clear and fire it all the way down. So they'll burn off a good, 15, 20 seconds off of that power play for the Crush. McNeish, Denty out there. Crush are bringing across neutral ice, and then the River Kings clear. Good stick work there to take it off there, and McNeish is giving chase, and he's going to pressure the forecheck down in there. And the Crush have it now behind the net. Minute 27 left on the penalty. And the River Kings again at neutral ice. Denty just stonewalled him and dumped it all the way back in.
Yeah, good kill by Denson Hogan there.
Oh, turnover right in front. Bagnoli's got it, and he's getting pressure. Oh, he was all by himself, got a shot down the slot, but good save by Bagnoli. We got a penalty coming up here on the Crush.
Yeah, a Crush player got under Bags' arm, so Bags couldn't do anything with that puck. It was a good defensive play, saved a goal there. But sucks for Bags. I know he's upset. You can see it in his face.
Hooking is the call at 12:50 in the first period, so that'll negate the power play for the Crush. So we'll skate 4-on-4 here for a minute and six, and then the River Kings will have about a 54-minute penalty, barring any other calls so far. So face-off here coming to the stick side of Stundhall, and the Crush have that back behind their net right now. And they dump it down into the corner, looking to get something set up and try and get it out of their zone. And they shoot it all the way down, and we have icing. So they'll bring the faceoff all the way back down into the River Kings offensive zone with 12:37 left in the first period. 53 seconds left on the River Kings penalty. And then they will go on the power play.
Yeah, coach has got a good combination out there with Hill, Chaus, Chemi, and Lecomte. Good offensive and defensive balance there.
Crush have it in their defensive zone. Ooh, Lecomte right in the slot. Almost got a steal, but the glove saved by Crush came down in on the offensive zone and got a shot on goal, and glove saved by Yildirim. Stoppage of play with 12:24 left in the period. 40 seconds left off for the River Kings to kill off. We're playing 4-on-4 right now. Minute 34 left in the Crush penalty. Face off here coming up the glove side of Poor Yildirim, won by the River Kings in the corner. Whitehead's got it. He's bringing it up, or dumps it all the way down in. And comes to the point. Wilhelm's got it at the point. He dumps it down in. Centering pass. Oh, good stick work by the crushed defender. Otherwise, Shemmy had it all by himself in the slot. And the crush come down. Shot. Easy save for Yildirim. Good nifty move in the corner there as the River Kings break out of there. And Wilhelm's got it coming out through neutral ice. Trying to fight it down into the corner. He does. But he's taken off the puck, and the crush have it now. Looking for come down in. He stops at the point. Shemmy's stopped him, and good save by Yildirim. And the River Kings have it back behind the net. Hill's got it, looking to set something up. He's got LeCompte and Semi with him. Semi's got it now, coming through neutral ice, right down the middle of the ice, looking to drop it out to the point. He gets it out there, back down to Semi in the corner. He's got Atkins in the slot. River Kings are on the power play right now. Shot down into the corner, deflected wide. Atkins has it in the middle. He gets it out to the point, across the hill, back up the hill, across. Look, shot, block. Kudich has got it out at the far point. Hill's got it again. He's right in the middle. Shot, defender blocked it out in front, and they fire it all the way down, and penalty's over. Both teams are at full strength. River Kings have it now, coming down in, taking off the puck. The Crush have it now in their defensive zone, looking to get it out, and they get out to neutral ice. Hill collects it and cycles around and tries to hit the... LeCompte gets the puck first, so no icing. Hill gets it, holds in. Shot, loose puck out in front, and the Crush are able to clear.
A big rebound there.
Yeah,
good shot by Hill.
Yeah. So puck circles all the way around back into the River Kings end. Beauchamp has it there for the River Kings. He's trying to get it up. Text moment. Good touch at neutral ice. No icing. So Bagnoli's giving chase. He fights for it in the corner. Wilhelm's going to try and join him. And the Crusher able to get it out. Texmo collects that up, though, and gets it to Whitehead, and they dump it all the way down in. And they call it icing. No touch up. It was across the two red lines, so that'll bring the faceoff all the way back down into the River Kings defensive zone with 9:57 left in the first period. Score is 0-0. Shots evened up a little bit here. River Kings 7 and the Crush have 4. Face off to the glove side of Corey Yildirim. And everybody gets set, and the River Kings win that back in their Whitehead. Got it. No, turnover. Puck right out in front. Yildirim swats it back down into the corner. Beauchamp's got it. He circles it up and gets it out of the zone. Wilhelm's got it. Gets it across to Texmo. And at the Crusher able to collect it and chip it back out the neutral ice where the River Kings collect it. Beauchamp's got it. Shot on goal. So Texmo's got it now for the River Kings. Fighting for it down in the corner. A couple of Crush players putting pressure on him. He's working it along the corner. River Kings come away with it. Wilhelm's fighting down in the corner along with Bagnoli, but the Crush are able to get it, and they dump it high into the air and get it out to neutral ice. Gloved by Beauchamp, and he tries to chip it down in, or the Crush take it away and dump it back to neutral ice. Whitehead's got it in the River Kings defensive zone, and the Crush hold it. Loose puck right in center, and good save by Yildirim. Just a turnaround, no look. Right on, good kick save by Yildirim there. The Crush have it now. They reach another turnover in the faceoff circle. Getting Yildirim involved in this game, and now the River Kings are able to clear it all the way down. Dente giving chase on the forecheck. He takes the puck away. He's got Schweitzer in the slot if he could find him, but the Crush defense closed the door, and River Kings have it now. River Kings got it down in the corner. Dente's got it, and he's trying to chip it down behind the net. Schweitzer's got it then. Chips it back to Dente in the corner. Back to Schweitzer behind the net. He's got McNeish in the front in the slot if he can find him. Out to the point. Jimenez shot blocked over into the corner. Schweitzer's got it again. And then the Crush are able to get it all the way around, rim it around and bring it all the way out. And then Dubel's got it. And touch, so no icing, but they're able to clear it back. Crusher able to clear it back out, and Menes has it, dumps it down in, and Dente trying to fight on the forecheck and hold it in with McNeish. they're kind of along the near boards here, just fighting with three crush players, and they're just nobody's. It's just sitting there, and nobody's pushing it. Somebody's gonna try and come away with it. Day comes away with it, but then the River Kings take it back away, and they're still fighting, and they finally get it out the neutral ice. Denty's got it there. Cross ice to Schweitzer. He dumps it down in back behind the net. 7:15 left in the period, and still 0-0. And the waved off icing. River Kings have the puck back behind their net. Chips it up. Denty's got it. He chips it out to neutral ice. Or the Crush collect it, and they've got it coming down in. Barnett blocked by Chausse. The Crusher coming up. Got it out to the point. Puck chips up. River Kings looking to clear, and they do get out the neutral ice. Head of steam moving up the ice. River Kings have it back behind the... Oh, looking for a centering pass. Looked for LeCompte, but good stick work by the Crush defense, and the couldn't get a shot off. 6:25 left in the period. Crush have it now. They're working out the neutral ice. They give it up to the River Kings at neutral ice. Chelsea, semi, puck lob down in, right on goal. Saved by Sundahl. Held in by semi. He's got, if he could get help. And the puck shot down in, gloved by Sundahl, and we have a stoppage of play with 6:03 left in the first period.
I think they called that offside.
They were calling it offsides, but a River King player never touched it inside the zone. So they are bringing this faceoff all the way back out.
Yeah, I think they're saying that Hill's stick passed the blue line when he took that shot, so they're bringing it outside.
Cooper in the faceoff circle for the River Kings, and the Crush win that and chip it out, but Beauchamp gets it across to Whitehead. Chip it off the glass. Funny bounce
those
off the
stanchions
glass.
Those stanchions suck. Yeah, you never know where it's going to go on those stanchions.
And the Crush dump it all the way back down in behind, and Yildirim gets it there. Atkins is able to chip it out to neutral ice. Crush have it now and dump it down in, or the River Kings take it right back away. Whitehead's got it, looking to touch up. Atkins chips it down in. Tutich is giving chase. The goalie's out of the net, and if Tutich could have gotten a hold of that, he would have beat the goalie to the net. So trying a little give and goal. Puck's loose in the slot. Unable to get it there, and the puck comes out of the zone where Whitehead stops it. And then Atkins gets it, and the puck gets chipped up in. Tutich is giving chase, looking to fight behind the net. He's got it, and he chips it over. Atkins looking to get it in the corner, and he pins it there. Back to Tutich in the corner, and then the Crush take it away and chip it around. Dubel's working down in the other corner there. Atkins, Dubel, good tip, but just wide.
Good tip by Tutch there. A piece
centering
of a
pass
shot.
Goes through the slot. Nobody there. Dubel's got it out at the point now. Another tip. Loose puck. And the River Kings trying to fight for it, and it comes back into the corner. Another shot by Dubel, blocked by the defense, and it just kind of pops and hangs in the faceoff circle, and the Crush come away with it. Woods got it, and he dumps it all the way back down in. Yildirim stops it back behind the net, and then Dubel's got it, and he chips up. Touched by Atkins. Just couldn't quite get it into the zone. Now the River Kings do chip it down in and get a change. 4:16 left in the period. And a Crush have it now. Oh, the Wilharm did stop it, but the puck was able to get cleared all the way out. And now the River Kings have it, and they're bringing it back through neutral ice. Coming up with a head of steam, Bagnoli shot, big rebound out in front. Oh, and was that Texmo or no, Wilharm?
Yeah, that was Xander, yeah. Rebound off Bags' shot. Xander crashing the net just like he's supposed to when he's F2. Just couldn't bang it home, though.
3:50 left in the period, still 0-0. Face-off here coming up to the stick side of Sundahl. And the River Kings are able to win it and dump it down into the corner. Looking to fight for it in the corner now. And the Crush come away with it and get it out to neutral ice. And they shot, deflected, and just kind of harmlessly in on Yildirim. And he's able to get it out to the corner where the River Kings chip it down into the offensive zone, and then the Crush fling it, actually banked it into the face or into the penalty box.
Yeah, would have hit Schweitzer right in the head, but he didn't. I don't even think he realized. He didn't flinch at all.
Face off at neutral ice, 3:24 left in the period, and we have a somebody was crossing the line. Bryce Lynn and Day getting chatted to by one of the officials and looking to come away with it. Bryce Lynn has it, and he's able to dump it all the way down in around. River Kings giving chase. Hill lets one rip from the corner, or from the point. He goes down into the corner. Another one rip. I'm seeing a theme here. They're just turning around and letting them rip, and the Crush are able to chip it. They collected the puck and then dumped it up into the over the glass and into the Crush bench, where we have a stoppage of play with 2:59 left in the period. 0-0 is our score. Faceoff here coming up to the glove side of Sundhall. River Kings collect it. Got it. Semmy's got it. Tries to go high. Bouncing puck out in the slot. Nobody there to collect the rebound. The Cops got it now behind the net for the River Kings. Pestered by one of the defensemen. Semmy takes it away. He's got it. Gets it down in the corner. Tries a centering pass. Blocked by the defenseman. LeComp's got it now in the corner for the River Kings, and the puck is deflected up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play with 2:35 left in the period. It's cold here in Wisconsin. My brain's starting to freeze.
A little bit. I got my winter jacket on right now. Be freezing in a suit coat.
All right, here we go. Face-off here coming up to the... Comes out to Beauchamp. He lets one rip. Blocked by the defense. Adkins has it now for the River Kings. He's looking to get it. He's up at the point. That's not his normal spot. He gets at the touch. And the Crush are able to chip it out of the zone. Adkins giving chase now back down into the zone. And the River Kings, puck bouncing around in the slot. Just couldn't settle it down. The Crush have it and clear it out. And touch up and dump it down in. Whitehead has it for the River Kings, taken away by the Crush, but then River Kings get it back. Tuttich has it, and he chips it off the glass, and down Atkins is given chase. And the Crush chip it into the corner, and the puck goes all the way around. Whitehead looking to hold it. He gets it to the slot, but then the Crush are able to dump it back to neutral ice, and they dump it down in and get a change. 1:37 left in the period. River Kings have it. Beauchamp working through neutral ice, trying to get it into the offensive zone, and we got it one-on-one coming down in. Shot, glove saved by Yildirim, and we have a stoppage of play with 1:26 left in the period.
Whitey was looking to get off, and then he recognized that guy was coming in on a breakaway and stopped changing and made a good play, made him shoot from the perimeter where Bora's going to make that save all day.
Yeah, that's heads up. Save rather than leaving your goalie out to dry there. So, yeah, face off. Back to play. Go ahead. Puck going in on goal. River Kings, he's looking to cover up. So, stoppage of play with 1:18. Yeah, that was a good heads up play. Otherwise, Yildirim is staring down the lone Crush player coming in. So, we have a face off here with 1:18 left in the period. In the River Kings offensive zone, Bryceland's got it. He gets a centering pass. Good point blank shot. Good save by Sundhall.
Yeah, Chemi's going to want that one back for sure. Right in the slot.
River Kings have it now. Hill dumps it down into the corner. Giving chase. 1 minute left in the period. River Kings have the puck. Looking for a centering pass. Unable to get through. Coming up the line. Puck just pops out across the blue line. The River Kings have to collect the neutral ice. Hill's got it for the River Kings now. He's got Bryson LeCompte. Semi shot. Blockered high into the air, and now the Crush have it and are coming out on neutral ice. Day's got it. There's their leading scorer. He gets it across. Just chipped behind the net. And the River Kings collect it, looking to get it out of the zone, and they do. Bryson's got it at neutral ice. And they get it across. 19 seconds left in the period, and the Crush have the puck back in their defensive zone, looking to chip it up through neutral ice. And that's icing. So that'll 11 seconds left in the period, but that'll bring the faceoff.
It's going to be at center ice because Bora came out and played it.
Yeah.
I think Bora thought Whitey was going to get beat to that puck, and then he didn't, and then they blew the whistle, but it was a little too late for them to realize.
All right, so faceoff at neutral ice here. 11 seconds left, won by the River Kings. Beauchamp's got it. Shoots it hard enough to knock the stick. Kalki's got it now. Shoots high. Little turnover there. The Crush have it, and that's the end of the period. So the end of one. Lots of action back and forth, but no score on the board. 0-0. River Kings with 15 shots. The Crush with 9 shots. Definitely not a feel. These two teams haven't played each other this year, but they came out kind of firing, ready to roll. I think the River Kings had the better of the opportunities, but we'll see. Go into the drawing room and draw some stuff up and kind of assess things going in and see what you can come up with for the second period.
Oh, yep. Coach Paul have us coming out firing on all cylinders next period for sure.
All right, sounds good. So with that, I think we're going to sign off here. We'll send you back to for our WIRI listeners, we'll send you back to the studios, and we'll be back in about 15, 16 minutes.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Randy and James here with you, and we're welcoming in the fourth period. We have head coach and GM of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman, with us. And, Coach, you brought a friend.
I did. Right here we have Lucas Whitehead, one of our captains, top defenseman for us, and doing a great job this year.
Yeah, Lucas, thanks for being here, man.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And also thank you for coming to town here, for bringing your skill set and everything else to it. We've really been enjoying you being here, man.
Oh, thank you. I love it here. It's
good.
Awesome.
Right on. Coach, I want to get into last night's game with you. I want to talk about the way the season is going and as we are getting to this last tail of it. But some interesting information coming over, breaking news over the holiday month and everything. I want to talk about this new position that you've taken.
Yeah. It's a, being the head scouting director of the Midwest for an NCDC team, which is Tier 2, which is the next step up for us. So that's the level that we try to push our guys to, that hopefully, he's going to get a chance to get some looks at, for next year. So it's creating that affiliation where that we can push guys up. Mm-hmm. If they have guys that maybe are on the bubble and not playing a lot, they can feed them our way, help develop them, help get them ice time, confidence, and then push them back up, that kind of thing, right? So, and if they're not ready to go there, then they go to college, and we see how we can do that, right? That's where SJ Little Comp came from and stuff like that. So it's more about us helping them and them helping us, right? So, and it's about the kids and making sure that they get as many opportunities as they can. And, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
But one way or another, these kids are going to get to play, right? So, and at the end of the day, you got to play in order to get recruited, right? You don't get recruited sitting in a stand. So that's the reason for that, really.
Hockey, sports, no different than life. Connections are vital. Connections go a long way in whatever you're doing. So this sounds like it's not only a good thing for the River Kings and a good thing for these players, but a good thing for even the USPHL. Like it sounds like on a bigger scale, like just taking a step back.
Yeah, it was important. I also scout for Johnstown, right, which is in the North American Hockey League. So it was important to get connected with somebody in our league, mm-hmm. right? So it's, again, just... USPHL is a development league, quote unquote, right? So it's about building those building steps and giving kids more opportunities.
So, full disclosure, and you and I are always honest with each other, whether it's on the air here or off, and I appreciate that and respect that about a relationship. But we read that news, and immediately people were like, no, he can't go. Like, immediately, you were gone. We lost you.
That was my first words.
Yes, the first words. And so we've been a little bit of bated breath here wondering about that, because it was interesting. I heard all that, but I actually, all I had to do was talk to my dad. And my dad was like, no, he ain't going anywhere. Like, not just that's about you so much as the position and what this means, because you're already a scout. You've been scouting. And this is adding on another thing to that, right?
Right. It's just about, because of the connections and the network that I have over the world, and his dad is one of my major connections in Canada, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just about using that, right? And now in May, we're going to host a camp here.
Cool.
For this team.
Oh, wow. That's big. That's awesome.
So now, I mean, I have almost 750 kids already on the list.
Nice.
To get invites. So hopefully we get 150, 200 kids come to this camp, right, in May. So now now we're keeping the ice in longer, right? And we're bringing these guys in here, so either they take them, well, we get first crack at them.
Right on.
So now it makes the recruiting process a little bit easier because of networking, right? It's all relationship-based and that kind of stuff.
And then you think of the networking, and that's how you got Lucas here, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about, you said the fact that you love it here. Tell us a little bit how it's different here compared to your hometown.
Yeah, so I'm from Northern Ontario, so I played junior up in Sault Ste. Marie, and, you know, it's this community here is so special. It's just such a big community, and everyone supports you if you're out at Walmart or at Grace's, wherever you are. Like, everyone's coming up and supporting you and saying congrats on wins and picking up when you lose. Like, we were in the Dells this weekend, and I think we had more fans down in the Dells than the Dells Ducks did. So,
seriously, cool.
Oh, I've heard we our fans travel. I've heard that.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
So our community is awesome, and Coach does a great job getting us involved in the elementary schools and doing fundraisers and just community events and stuff. So, but everyone is so tight-knit here and so close.
I want to ask what made you want to play here, but what made you want to play hockey, man?
Yeah, honestly, it was my sister.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to play as much when I was little, and then I went to her games watching her play. And I was like, oh, that's what I want to do, for sure.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
So it all comes down to sibling rivalry.
Pretty much. I got to be better than her. So.
I know what that's like. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I beat on somebody else instead of my sister, right?
Yeah.
What made you want to come here with your career?
Yeah. I've always wanted to play university hockey, college hockey in the U.S., and Coach recruited me down and, you know, told me what about his program and how this community is and how it's different and special. And I go, well, we're a winning organization too. So all those things kind of draw me in. And I came down, I guess, around Thanksgiving last year. And since then, it's the only place I want to play. So
right on, man. Hey, again, glad to have you in town. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of winning, you guys are doing very well, aren't we?
Can't complain.
Yeah.
That record's pretty awesome.
Big weekend.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, Coach. What are your takeaways from the weekend?
Well, you know, 5 out of 6 points. I mean, it's nothing to sneeze at, right? But honestly, I think Saturday was a good kick in the gut, and we did not play the way that we were supposed to, and that's the end result. But the way that we responded yesterday, I thought was just, I mean, that's just the way we play. I mean, we're tough to beat when we play the right way. And you know, guys, and we talked about it in the locker room before the game, it's just about the compete level, right? And it's about, you know, what are we looking to get out of this year and where do we want to go? And everything that we talked about from day one about getting to nationals, about winning the division and doing those things, how are you going to do it? And if you're not willing to compete like we didn't on Saturday, Hudson's going to smack you in the mouth, right? And so you better be prepared, and we were prepared. I mean, you know, we shut out Hudson 2 weeks ago. We shut out, or right before the break, we shut out Squatch, right? I mean, these are teams that are ahead of us, and we have the third lowest goals against in the entire league, 62 teams, and that's pretty good. So now the question is, I mean, you can't be winning 1-0 all the time, right? So
we
got to start putting the puck in the net a little bit more. I just signed a Russian today, so he's on his way here. So hopefully he gives us a little juice, and And Matty Hill is coming back from an injury that I think is going to help us out. And, you know, now the locker room gets a little crowded.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So yeah. Now it's just about, again, compete. You got to earn your stripes. And he knows better than anybody, the way we practice, if we play the way we practice, we're going to be tough. 105.5.
Hey, it's Luke Combs. A 40 HP Johnson on a flat bottom metal boat. Coke cans and BB guns, barbed wire and old fence posts. 8-point bucks in autumn and freshly cut cornfields. One arm out the window and one hand on the wheel. Some things just go better together and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Well, pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Your license in my wallet when we go out downtown. Your lipstick stained every coffee cup that I got in this house. The way you say I love you too's like rain on an old tin roof. And your hand fits right into mine like a needle in a groove. Some things just go better together and probably always Games wheel like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Sometimes we're oil and water, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And if I'm being honest, your first and my last name would just sound better together, and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise, Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. And me, as long as you're right here.
And Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Country Legends 24/7, Wiscountry 105.5.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Southwood County Recreation Center here for period number two between the Chicago Crush and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Once again, we've got Luke Gruda on the color, and I'm Mark Lochner. I'll bring your play-by-play here. So we have a 0-0 score after one period of play, shortening up the hockey game here a little bit. In the second period, we got the River Kings will be going from our right to our left, and the Crush will be going from our left to our right. They've got the long changes this period with the goalie is farther away. The defensive zone's farther away from the bench, so a little harder to get the changes in and stuff like that. Got to plan that stuff out a little bit better. So, Luke, how are we doing? Any thoughts for the second period?
We just got to keep playing the way we're playing. Just amp it up another step. We got another gear we can hit and finish on those grade A chances we're getting in front of the net.
Yep, so and we're off, and the River Kings have the puck, and they dump it out to neutral ice. And the Crush are able to collect it there. Day dumps it down in for the Crush, and the River Kings chip it into the corner. And out to neutral ice. Tadic is given chase, and he's unable to get it. He had the touch up, and the Crush collect it and dump it out to neutral ice. Hammer, he's got it there. He gets across ice to Wood. And the Crush are bringing it into the zone, and the River Kings defense is able to take it away. And the River Kings have it now. Beauchamp chips it into the zone. Crush collect it there, and they are able to dump it in. Hammer has it for the Crush. He's looking for a centering pass, deflected down behind the net. Harmless, ooh, centering pass. Yildirim chips it with his stick, and Bryceland's got it now for the River Kings. Oh, off the post. He let one rip from the point going in by himself, and he just dumped somebody at neutral ice, and the River Kings dump it back, the puck back in down behind the net. Long lead pass to White, chipped off of his stick, and LeCompte's got it, and he chips it up ahead to Bryceland. He's got Semi with him. Good feed pass, drop pass to LeCompte, unable to get a shot off in the slot. The River Kings hold the zone. Hill's got it, loose puck, and the Crush ringed around and just let one fly, and it was on net. Semi's got it now, neutral ice, crossing into the zone. He's looking for some support, and he dumps it down into the corner where LeCompte looking to collect. He's taken off the puck by the Crush, and now the River Kings look for a centering pass, and the Crush take it away, and they're looking for a long ice pass. Barnett's has got it. He tries to get past the defense, unable to do that. He's got River Kings defense, deflects the shot and attempt, and the River Kings have it now at neutral ice, looking to bring it up with Hill has got it, and he puts one on net, and Sandhall gloves it, and stoppage of play with 17:39 left in the first period.
That was a good offensive shift by that SJ Chemi and Bryson. Bryson almost burying it. I think he hit the knob of the goalie's stick and it went wide.
All right, so we got it. Face off here coming up to the glove side of Sandhall. Bagnoli in the face-off circle chips it right towards the goalie and he'll cover up and we'll do it all over again.
That looks like they got Will Harm taking the face-off, a defenseman.
And the Crush get it, and they put it out to the point, and the River Kings are able to dump it back in. Pinching a little bit is Bonin, and he holds his own. The puck's down behind the net. River Kings are trying to forecheck, unable to hold the zone. They're calling a penalty. I'm not sure
it's
what.
On bad.
I'm going to have to listen.
I have no idea what they're calling.
No, they're calling hooking. I didn't see it.
I don't know where the hook would have been, but maybe behind the net when he lifted the defenseman's stick, but I don't know if that's a hook.
Well, 17:19 left in the period. 2 minutes for hooking. And the faceoff all the way back down into the River Kings zone. Day's got it. He's at the top of the circle. He lets one fly, blocked by the defense. Puck comes out to center. Oh, shot just wide. Crush have it now. He's down in the far side looking to set something up. River Kings defense. Shot deflected high and into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play with exactly 17 minutes left in the second period. 1:41 left on the penalty.
Yeah, good block by Denti on that shot. Just got a skate on it, but couldn't get it out of the zone.
Face off here, the stick side of Yildirim, chipped to the line, but held in by the river or by the Crush. Hold on, dump it down into the faceoff circle, centering pass all the way across.
And that's off.
And then I was gonna say, I thought the net looked like it was off the moorings, but then play on. The officials tied up, block, good block by the defense, and cleared by the River Kings.
Another block by Dents. Great. Two good kills for Dents there. Playing really well in the PK.
So, the Crusher coming back through neutral ice, looking at numbers, trying to make something happen. Centering pass goes behind the goal, and now they've got it behind the goal, looking to get it out front. Comes all the way through the slot, and able to clear. 53 seconds left on the penalty. And the puck is all the way back behind the Crush net. And the River Kings putting on some forecheck. Cooper is putting on a little bit of pressure. He's got Tutich with him. And the Crush have it. And they're trying to break across through neutral ice. He's skating in. Coming right down the middle of the slot. Chipped away once, twice by the River Kings defense. And then the Crush have it now. Kessel's got it out at the point. Blocker save up into the netting by Yildirim with 15:43 left in the period. 24 seconds left on the penalty.
I think that puck caromed and hit one of the fans in the corner there. Hopefully they're all right.
Well, should have gone up through the netting, but
I think it dropped straight down and hit him.
Face off won by the River Kings, and they're able to bank it off the glass and out of the zone. Chewing up time, 15 seconds left on the penalty, and the Crush have it coming through neutral ice. Rim it all the way around. Coming up, two people coming crashing down in. The River Kings have it behind the net. Semi's got it, and he chips it high into the air, gloved by Caswell at the point. Both team penalties over. Both teams at full strength, and the River Kings looking to make a brush out. Bryceland's got it, looking to make a play on it. He gets it down into the corner, and he's going to hold it there, poked away by the crush, and they're going to bring it out of the zone. Coming through neutral ice, White's got it. He drops it. Chip bouncing pass through the slot, and the River Kings dump it back down behind the net. Hill's putting pressure in the corner, and he chips it out into neutral ice and gets it out of the zone. River King Bryceland has it taken away from him, and then Hill takes it away and dumps it down into the corner, and the River Kings get a partial point change. Dubel's got it. Bryceland's fighting for it in the corner. He's got Semi. Semi's got it, looking for a centering pass. Puck chipped up in the air by the defenseman. Shot from the short angle shot. Bryceland's dumped to the ice, no call, and the crush are able to clear it all the way down, and no change. The crush have it now. They've got a reverse three on two. Shot, goal. Puck came harmlessly out to the point, and it was that White. He just lined up a one-timer and beat Yildirim high stick side, and the crush are able to break the ice first. Now it looks like Hennef.
Yeah, it was a one-on-three, no back checkers. So one guy standing right in front of Bora. Bora didn't see any of that one.
So 14:07 left in the second period, and the crush are able to break the ice here first and get the first goal. So the River Kings are going to have to step things up. Now we'll have to see if the puck can break, get some of those breaks, and get a puck to bounce the River Kings way. River Kings have it now. Cooper's moving up ice. He's got Tuttage and Whitehead with him. Drops it to Tuttage, looking for help. Shot. Oh, just got the toe of the skate on that. Cycle around. Loose puck. River Kings have it, and Tuttage is able to dump it down into the corner where Atkins is fighting behind the net. Atkins has it again. He's trying to get it out to the point where the crush lock it, but the River Kings, Cooper holds it and dumps it down in. Tuttage has got it near boards. And shot from the point right in the middle of the logo of Sundell's chest. And we have a stoppage of play with 13:24 left in the second period. River Kings 0, Crush 1.
Good offensive response from Cooper's line, but still need to bury on these chances that we're getting and get guys to the net, major rebounds.
Face-off here to the stick side of Sundhall. Fighting for it. Dumped into the corner. Beauchamp's going to have it. He lets one rip from the point, just a one-timer, and covered up by Sundhall, and we'll have a face-off here with 13:17 left in the period. Face off to the glove side here. Poked down into the corner where the crush collected, back down in behind the net. Cooper trying to forecheck. Crush miss on a pass, and River Kings have it out at neutral ice. Crush are looking like they're turning up the forechecking pressure here a little bit. They've changed their tactics here in the second period. Putting a little pressure on. They loose puck out in front. Atkins is fighting for it in the corner. Beauchamp's got it now. Yeah, the crush have turned up their forechecking pressure, definitely. Chip, loose puck, and the crush have it now out at the point again. Shot deflected wide, Cooper off of Cooper's skate, and we have a stoppage in play.
Looks like the net's off again, I believe. They're saying Bora knocked it off.
So 12:38 left in the period. River Kings 0, Crush 1. Face off here to the glove side of Bora Yildirim. And one by the River Kings. Atkins has it, and he brings it out to neutral ice. Coming up, looking for some support. Tries a centering pass, deflected down into the corner where the puck is rimmed around, and the River Kings, Beauchamp, holds it at the point. And he got blocked. And And the River Kings are able to collect it and dump it back in and get a change. So the Crush have it now near point and held in by, can't tell who the River Kings. Cooper has got it down there in the corner with Atkins fighting in the corner. In the offensive zone, centering pass, shot, block. Saved by Sundhall, and good one-timer, couldn't get it through. Puck at neutral ice, pushed around, Crush have it. They got shot, gloved, held on by Ildirim, and we have a stoppage of play with 11:44.
That was a long shift for Cooper's line. They got trapped out there because the net came off.